People need advice. Do you need some? 1-800-947-3979. Call or text. This first one just came in a few minutes ago, about 7 minutes ago. I'm not sure there's enough details, but I think the general idea is one you can speak of.
Okay.
Speak to. Text from New Jersey. My ex-girlfriend of a few years, after 3 years of not speaking, called me last night or texted, reached out to me. Said she had a dream and said we should hang out. Should I or should I not? Well, I think, first of all, the question would be, well, how did you break up or why?
Definitely need more info.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
if it was toxic, I don't see those things really changing, you know? Mm-hmm. And if it's just casual and easy and you two want to be each other's phantom exes, you know, that you keep around or whatever because you don't have anybody right now, then do your thing. But y'all broke up for a reason, and rarely does getting back together ever work out.
Particularly after 3 years.
Yeah.
But if it was great and you just, there were extenuating circumstances at the time, I don't know what that would be. Maybe somebody moved for a job or.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Family life got hard. You know, somebody got sick.
Yeah.
It was like a college thing, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
I say go for it.
Without any more details.
Yeah,
no
I feel
way.
Like if it was a bad breakup or something, they probably wouldn't be asking us for advice on this.
Yeah, like if you had to heal after the breakup, then I would say maybe don't reverse that healing process. But if it was something where you two moved on respectfully, then hell yeah, go get you some.
This one. Hey, Free Beer and Hot Wings Show. This question is probably mostly for Free Beer, Hot Wings, and Steve.
Okay.
But Kelly and Maitland can chime in as well, of course. I've been listening for years. Here's my dilemma. My husband is lazy. That's pretty blunt.
Okay.
Lost his job about a year ago. He's been collecting unemployment, and he loves it. Sleeps late, watches TV all day, stays up to play video games at night, tells me he's looking for a job, but I don't really believe him. It's been more than a month since we've had sex, and I've been sleeping in a different room because he comes to bed late, and he's loud, and he wakes me up,
oh,
and I
boy.
Still have to work.
Oh, man.
Okay. I'm working and not around during the day, and he doesn't appeal to me physically right now. I talked to him, and I told him the truth, and I said, you need to clean yourself. I'm not attracted to you.
Oh, God, you have to clean yourself.
His reply was, well, that's your choice, and I respect that, but don't be surprised if I cheat on you.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you're a real catch, it sounds like.
Guys,
I don't want to leave. I want to find, I want him to find work again, and I want my husband back.
Yeah.
It's tough to see him like this. I do love him, but I don't know how to get him out of this funk.
Yeah, I mean, he might act like he loves it, but he might be just, I don't know, really depressed or something. But
boy, I feel
that's
like
tough to deal with, though. I mean,
hearing the line, you have to clean yourself. I feel like that would snap me out of whatever funk I was in.
Certainly wouldn't me, yeah.
Any sympathy I had for someone who might be in a funk and might be depressed would be dissipated quickly when they said, well, don't be surprised if I cheat on you.
Yeah, that's
not. That's weaponizing that pretty badly.
Yeah, it's pretty dirty pool.
She's
stupid.
Asking you to be attractive to her again by cleaning yourself. And rather than take responsibility for your slobbery, you go, well, I guess I'll cheat. Who are all these women you are thinking about that are into dirty, gross people that don't have a job?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And there's someone for everyone.
Yeah, he'll find somebody.
Yeah, but still.
Oh, that sucks, though.
Yeah, that's a tough situation.
How long do you give that?
I mean,
I don't know if there's a right answer.
So I'm not great at this because my last two relationships, one was a lawyer when we met and then decided to write a book he never wrote. And then the other was a lawyer and then didn't want to be a lawyer, wanted to transition out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And both happened after we'd been together for at least a year.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really tough because it's like, I know you don't love your job and I support you moving forward into something, but I don't want you to sit around bored just because you can. I don't want you to sit around and think, like, I can take my time doing this to find the right job. Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. But how long is that? Because it starts to get really unattractive for me personally because I love my job. And when I meet people, they know my career is generally number one priority. Obviously, that can be ever-changing depending on the day. But as far as, like, my life goals, my goal is set in my career.
Mm-hmm.
And to have two people two times in a row change their careers and ultimately start like discovering themselves was really, really hard. So if they did that, and they both were kind of, well, one of them wasn't working. He never wrote that book, but that's embarrassing. This person, though, not taking care of yourself, not cleaning up after yourself, collecting unemployment, playing video games, I would have them out the door within a few months. I couldn't deal with that for more than a few months.
Yeah.
Absolutely take the time you need to recover from whatever just happened with your last job.
Right.
Maybe you haven't taken time off in a long time. Maybe it will take you a
therapy.
Long time to find a job.
Yeah.
I can accept that as long as you're also taking care of your space and yourself. Because after you give up, that is so unattractive to me. Oh, that's
giving
so
up is pretty unattractive.
Well,
and
yeah,
sometimes it
yeah.
is depression.
It sure.
is. But you can't then... Again, I go back. You can't then say, well, I'm probably going to cheat on you then.
Yeah, you can't weaponize it.
No, no. I mean, I think it's unattractive to everybody. I mean,
yeah.
also, like, if you're in that situation, yeah, maybe it's hard to find a job, especially if you have a specialized type of job or what your, you know, what your qualifications are. But then pull your own weight.
Yeah.
Like, the other person
yeah.
is still going to work. Pick up a vacuum.
Make the house
yeah.
look great.
Mow the lawn. I do something besides sitting around being fat, gross, and dumb and playing video games.
Yeah.
Like, do something.
Yeah, you got fired. You didn't get fired from your job, not from being a husband.
Right, not from your life. So, man.
Yeah, I would give him a short leash.
Yeah, I would too. I mean,
text, hey guys, love the show. Please keep me a Jimbo. You got a Jimbo. My ex and I divorced a few years ago, and overall, we've been able to remain friendly to each other and cordial.
Okay, good.
We have a daughter, and for her sake, we have kept some family things intact since the divorce, family dinners and vacations. During our divorce, we set up the custody situation in a way where I get our daughter for overnights every third day. The stipulation is that to that is because I have a somewhat severe medical condition, it's written into our divorce paperwork that I'm required to have an adult stay with me overnight on the days I have my daughter. This has always bothered me. I'm not sure for the sake of keeping our friendly relationship intact if I should try to get this stipulation removed by going back to the court systems or not.
Yikes. I mean, I you know, it's hard to say. That'd be a conversation worth having. Like, hey, do you trust me? Like, I can handle it, and it's a real burden to have somebody come over every time. You know, maybe it wouldn't be that big of a deal. It doesn't hurt to ask.
I feel like you probably have to get a doctor involved in that, too.
Probably.
If you have to go back to court for it, it's going to be, obviously, you know this because you went through the divorce, it's going to be very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
To get that taken out, or at the very least, very time-consuming.
Mm-hmm.
I would start with a conversation with the ex-wife and say, hey, I really appreciate our friendly thing, and I appreciate the way we both handled this like adults, and you've been great.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something that's really bothering me, and I'm hoping you can help me alleviate that problem. Because
yeah.
mm-hmm. then it's, you know, you got a chance to do it the easy way and without it costing a fortune.
Right.
I don't blame you for feeling that. That would be
if you guys come to an agreement, it's not like you have to like strictly adhere to everything that's written down. As long as you're both on board and you like agree with it, you know, like, we have certain stipulations in ours, you know. But you know, my ex and I have talked about certain things. It was like, yeah, that's not that big of a deal. Don't worry about it. Whatever. You know, I mean, if it was a major change and you know you had to go through something, you would. But you know, you might just be able to handle it by just having a conversation. They might go, yeah, don't worry. We'll do it this time and see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know.
This text came in referring to the last story. If the genders were reversed, would your opinions be the same?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. I don't know why. I don't think that has anything to do with gender.
If you are both accustomed to working and having jobs, and if it's the guy who's working and the woman loses her job, and then she just spent every day sitting around not washing herself and playing video games, yes, I would also say that's a problem.
And then said to you, oh, okay, you don't like it, I'll just go cheat on you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't care what your gender is at that point. You don't respect yourself enough to clean yourself up, and then you don't respect the relationship.
Yeah.
Bye, loser.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it doesn't, yeah, that doesn't matter genders at all. Two guys, two ladies, doesn't matter.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Let's help some potential newlyweds. Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Guys, I need advice. I'm getting married in 9 months. So you got a baby on the way. We're both very happy, and we are doing some wedding planning. I want to respect my future wife, which is about getting married in a church and having a nice little get-together with family.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We significantly reduced the amount of people coming to the... I think it was supposed to say reduced, not produced. coming to the wedding, but it's still very expensive.
Yes.
I wanted something traditional, and I want to give my future wife a very good day and a very memorable experience. We're trying to save money and buy a bigger house. I feel like we can't do both. What should we do?
Keep it small.
Yeah,
I think small is a win, and I think you should talk to her about that directly and say we need to make sure, you know, I would like to make sure our priorities are the same because these are the things that are important to me, but if yours are vastly different, we need to reach some sort of compromise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if, and obviously I'm not somebody who's going to be giving marriage advice, but when it comes to financially.
Doesn't stop me in hot wings, Kelly.
Yeah, financially, oh. It seems like I've had friends who got married but only did the courthouse. That because they needed to be able to save money for a house together, because mm-hmm. if you're going to be together forever, would you rather be house poor because you spent all your money on a wedding, or would you rather be financially comfortable and then when you can have a reception, like a ceremony mm-hmm. for your wedding or whatever, however you want to do it later.
Right.
If you want to get married and if you want to tie the knot and you want to do that, you can do that at a courthouse, no problem, and then throw a party any other time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would not suggest getting house poor, getting married, paying for
being
all that.
Wedding poor.
And being mm-hmm. wedding poor and then trying to buy a house, because then you're just going to financially struggle and that'll put a strain on the relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you have to have that conversation and see yeah. where the priorities are, because uh-huh. if it's really important, if it's kind of important to you and really important to her, then you have to say, okay, well, then if we have this wedding, we're going to have to put off getting a home for 2 years, or we're going to have to rent and like save up and, you know.
That might be something she says, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. and that's. You know, whatever works for you, there's not a right or wrong specifically answer, but you just have to be on the same page.